And KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour. Well, topping the news today, New York Ranch Road was closed for a time yesterday, and the Calaveras Sheriff's Bomb Squad called in after the discovery of a suspicious device. According to the Amador Sheriff's Department, just before noon, a Jackson Rancheria casino employee discovered the suspicious-looking device located on the side of New York Ranch Road. Well, sheriff's deputies responded and located what appeared to be a pipe bomb and closed New York Ranch Road near China Graveyard Road. The Calaveras Bomb Squad was called in and was able to determine the device to be a hoax. The scene was cleared and the roadway was reopened by mid-afternoon.
And the former owner of an Angels Camp pet boarding business has pled no contest to felony animal negligence. Appearing in Calaveras Superior Court earlier this week, Vona Hughes accepted a plea bargain for a sentence of 3 years probation, up to 60 days in county jail. Now, Hughes was accused of 3 counts of felony animal cruelty, 2 counts of felony grand theft, and 2 counts of misdemeanor animal cruelty related to 3 dogs left in her care at the now-closed Pet Bathhouse in Angels Camp by a Butte fire survivor in June of 2017. Now, the plea bargain means that Hughes will be sentenced to anywhere between 0 and 60 days in the county jail at her sentencing on May 7th. Her probation requirements also prohibit her from having any employment or owning any business that involves animals. Hughes will also be required to pay $2,125 in restitution, and if she violates her probation, she could be jailed up to 3 years.
And Daffodil Hill is closed for the season.
The heavy rains we have experienced so far this week and what is predicted for the weekend have and will further damage our blooms, our dirt paths, and the parking areas. Together, these factors have led the family to make the difficult decision to close the hill for the 2019 season. Thank you for continuing to support our hill, and we hope to see you next spring.
Well, thousands from throughout the state visited the hill last week, which led to a few issues with traffic, parking, and restroom facilities. Now, these are issues that the Ryan McLaughlin family say they will address in the coming months to identify any possible solutions before the 2020 season.
Well, even now, as the Sierras are still covered in snow, Cal Fire staff throughout the Motherlode have already started warning people. Time to start thinking about defensible space. Seasonal defensible space inspectors started visiting residents in state responsibility areas back on March 4th. Now, defensible space inspectors try to educate people about why the clear space is needed, but they're also tasked with enforcement, which begins with a fine and can lead to monetary citations. Now, fire season in California used to encompass parts of spring, all of summer and autumn, but deadly destructive mega blazes have continued in November and December in recent years. Cal Fire scientists now say the fire threat in the Golden State is year-round. Now, regardless of when the season does begin, people who live in state responsibility areas under Cal Fire jurisdiction are required to provide and maintain a minimum of 100 feet defensible space around all structures. To learn more about defensible space requirements, visit readyforwildfire.org.
And Hospice of Amador and Calaveras was recently awarded a $5,000 grant from the Calaveras Community Foundation to help fund the agency's respite care program for Calaveras County patients and families. Hospice of Amador and Calaveras respite care program provides relief care for caregivers of the agency's patients in the form of certified health care professionals in the patient's home or overnight care in area hospitals or residential centers. Often patient caregivers become overwhelmed themselves or physically exhausted. The hospice respite care program is a vital component for the agency to fulfill its mission to provide quality care to the dying while supporting caregivers. Hospice of Amador and Calaveras is the 2-county region's only nonprofit hospice agency and is one of 20 recipients to receive a portion of a $130,000 grant awarded during this year's funding cycle.
And tours of the Preston Castle scheduled to begin this Saturday. Self-guided tours run from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and 3 guided tours are held each Saturday, starting at 1 p.m., leaving at 30-minute intervals. Now, self-guided tours give guests the opportunity to view the castle at their own pace. docents are placed on each floor to help guide guests throughout the three available floors. But guided tours add a more personal touch, usually take about an hour. Preston Castle also offers a virtual tour for those with mobility restrictions. The Preston Castle Foundation has also added several historic pieces to its ever-growing museum for the history buffs, young and old. Tours available Saturdays through August 31st. The cost for self-guided, $15 per person, $10 for kids under 12, free under 5, while guided tours are $20 per person, $15 for kids under 12, free under 5. To learn more about the Preston Castle, visit them online, PrestonCastle.com.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Friday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting local news brought to us today by Volcano Communications and Howard's Body Shop. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, you can always visit our website. That's kvgcradio.com. And listen live around the world by visiting kvgcradio.com as well. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy.